Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning. Welcome. Today's Tanya portion, 223, 224, about 40% down the page. In the Hebrew, the double period, last word on the line, vihine. In the English, the symbol. We find ourselves in chapter 42. And as I explained on Friday, or let me rephrase that, as I explained a few days ago, we find ourselves within a 9-chapter marathon from chapter 41 through 50, dealing with two issues, love of God and fear of God. Because the natural human condition is that humans love what they love and they fear what they fear, not necessarily God. So there's a process of how we can achieve love of God and how we can achieve fear of God. The answer is we have to go back to the verse that says, V'ato Yisrael. Mo Hashem Elokecha Sheol Me'imach, Ki Im Li'Yiro, and now, O Israel, what does God of God request of you? Merely to fear God, and so on. The Talmud, the Gemara, asks a question. O Tu Yiro Milsa Zutra Sehi, the verse seems to suggest that this is an easy task. What's the big deal? I'm only asking you to fear God. For a human being to fear God is a big deal. It's not natural. God is too abstract for most human beings. So the answer the Talmud gives is, yes, for Moshe, it's a small achievement. But the question the Alter Rebbe asks, that's nice. But God is not speaking to Moshe. He's speaking to every Jew. So what does it help me if it's not a big deal for Moshe to fear God? The answer is that there's a little bit of Moshe within each and every one of us. We all have a Moshe, we all have a Moses within us. And that is that understanding of God. So through meditation and contemplation, if we train ourselves on a daily basis to work very hard to think and study and learn about God, then it's not that big a deal. Utilizing the Moshe within us to achieve a true fear of God and a true love of God. Now let's look inside. V'hine kol odom Yisrael, every single Jew. Yihye mishayihye, no matter who it may be, less background, more background, less knowledge, more knowledge. It makes no difference. If a person will invest the time to think about this and meditate about this for a substantial amount of time every day, think about what? Think about God. Think about creation. Think about the world around us. To meditate about the fact that the Holy One, blessed be He, God, Mole Mamish, literally fills Eshoel Yainim, the higher worlds. When we learn in Kabbalah, in Hasidus, about higher worlds, Atzilus, the world of emanation, the world of creation, the world of formation, the world of action, all of these worlds, God fills them all. There's nothing void, nothing empty. The Esatachtenim and the lower worlds as well, filled by godliness. V'yasa shamayim, and the heavens, v'yasa oretz mamish, and even the earth is filled with godly energy. As we say, quoting the angels, milo chol ha'oretz kvodo, God's glory fills the entire earth. And we should know that God is not some abstract concept, but God is a reality. God is absolute. And we should know that God looks, umabit, and gazes upon us, upon our actions, ubeichen kil yesov, V'libay, and examines his kidneys and his heart, examines his secret crevices. God knows everything about what we're feeling and what we're thinking. V'chol ma'asav, and all of his deeds. V'diburav, and all of his speech. V'chol tzadav, and every step. And as I mentioned earlier, that nowadays we have this amazing invention called the GPS. If we want to think about, is it really possible for God to be with us and to follow us and to know where we're going? My GPS does that. The last time I looked, there were 11 satellites following me. And Linda was telling me, make a left turn. There. Right there. No, recalculate. Make a U-turn. She always yells at me, by the way. If the GPS knows where you are and knows when you missed the turn, how does the GPS know where I am? I haven't figured it out yet. I'm just kidding. I went to satellite school. So clearly, Hashem, who is the creator of technology, knows where we are and if we miss a turn. As I said earlier, if you're going to go rob a bank, leave your car at home and leave your cell phone at home. They'll know exactly where you are. Just take the bandana. So a person knows that God is gazing and examining and knows everything. Every step is counted. Azai then, tikba belibay, there will be a fixed within the heart of man, hayira, the fear, lechol hayim kulei, all day, which means that even though I only meditated from 6 to 7 a.m., and then I went about my day, it's now 3 p.m., and I'm tempted to rob a 7-Eleven. It's 3 p.m., do you know where you are? So you say, I don't want to rob the 7-Eleven because God said, thou shalt not steal. The fact that you meditated this morning could allow you to call up the fear of God. How does that work? Because you put it in deposit. You put it on hold. When a person will go ahead and think about God again, even now with a minor meditation, at any given time, a person will then, as a result, as an outgrowth, will turn away from evil, will not do what he shouldn't do. And will do what he should do. Why? Because God is watching. And that's an accomplishment. B'machshava, dibur u'maisa, in our thoughts, we won't think what we shouldn't think, what we shouldn't be thinking. We won't speak that which we shouldn't be speaking. We won't do that which we shouldn't be doing. Shelei limreis chas v'sholem einekvede, not to, God forbid, rebel against the eyes of his glory, because God is everywhere and God is watching us. Asher meleich ha'aretz, God fills the entire earth. And this is what was brought down earlier in this fantastic story, that the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the greatest leader of his time, he was compared to Moshe, he also lived 120 years, the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai were approached as he was dying, and they said, Rabbi, bless us. He says, I'll give you my blessing. May you always fear God like you fear man. So his student says, that's all. That doesn't sound like a big blessing. He said, halavai, I only wish you would fear God like you fear man. Because let me tell you something. When somebody sees another man looking, he's not going to do something he shouldn't do. If you realize that God is as real as man, and God's watching you is as real as man watching you, you're going to live a very pristine life. So this is my blessing to you. This is the accomplishment of all of this meditation, that God could be real to us. And therefore we don't rebel against God. And this is the meaning then of the verse. What does God Almighty ask of you? Merely to fear God, your God. To follow in his ways, to walk in his ways. Shehi, this is the basic entry level of fear. Yiro, this is the level of fear, Hameviyo, which leads to Lekiyum Mitzvah of Yisbarach, to the fulfillment of God's commandments. Besur Meira, by turning away from that which we shouldn't engage in, Vaseh Tev, and engaging in that which we should. Vihi, this type of fear of God is entry level. It's Yira Tato Anal. It's the lower form. It's the beginner's form of fear of God. It's a basic fear of God as if we feared a human being. Not that big a deal. It is a big deal because none of us look at God with that reality as we look at a human being. That's why it's a big deal. That's why that was the blessing of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But in truth, we should be fearing God much more than we fear a human being. Well, the God be Moshe. Therefore, we understand that the Talmud tells us that for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not that big a deal, which is why the Torah says, and now Israel, what does God already ask you to fear God? So the Talmud says, what do you mean, what does God already ask you? It sounds like it's not a big deal. It's a big deal. For Moshe, it's not a big deal. Dehainu legabe b'chinas hadas, relative to the level of knowledge, shebechol nefesh mi Yisrael, which exists within each and every Jewish soul, Ho'alekis, at least the godly soul. The godly soul is always very cognizant of God. For my godly soul, being godly is not a big deal. That's the Moshe within me. We all have a little Moses within us. Milsa zutrosahi, it's a little accomplishment. That's why the Torah speaks of it as no big deal. Kenal. As mentioned earlier, what is this level of Moshe within us? What are we talking about? In Kabbalah, Moshe is known as the level of Das. What's Das? Das is knowledge. What's knowledge? Connection. As it says, Viha Odom Yoda Eschava. Adam knew Eve. That's marriage, connection. Das is connecting that which we understand to that which we do. And that's Moshe. Connecting heaven to earth. Shehadas, the level of Das, who am a kasher matspune binas alev, is that which binds and connects the hidden crevices, the hidden secrets of the heart. El prinas gilui b'machshava mamish, to a state of revelation in the thought process, ki yadua l'yedechein, as those who know Kabbalah know. We understand a lot of stuff, but the question is, do we live with that stuff? Or do we file it away in our intellectual banks? Das is taking that which we understand and actualizing it and bringing it into that which we feel and making it a part of what that which we do. And that's the Moshe Rabbeinu within each and every one of us, to connect the higher to the actual, and that is how we acquire a fear of God, continued God willing, in tomorrow's portion.